Have you noticed that quite often when you leave someone, they ask you to relay an affectionate message to someone else? You know, they'll say, "Give my love to Klaus. Tell Klaus Rebecca sends her love." Do you mind that? Do you mind being used that way? The awesome responsibility of carrying Rebecca's love to Klaus? Suppose you don't see Klaus. What do you do with Rebecca's love? Carry it around? Give it to someone else? Wilhelm, I can't find Klaus. Here's some of Rebecca's love. Suppose Wilhelm doesn't know Rebecca. Can he legally accept her love? Especially when it was originally intended for Klaus. Or suppose you give Wilhelm Rebecca's love for Klaus, and then you run into Klaus. What do you give him? All you had was Rebecca's love, and you've already gone and given that to Wilhelm. Can you reasonably ask Wilhelm to give back Rebecca's love? Maybe he's gotten used to it by now. Can Klaus sue Wilhelm? Can Wilhelm be arrested? Can you be arrested for transporting love across a state line? All right, back to reality. Just for the sake of argument, let's leave Wilhelm out of this altogether. Suppose Rebecca gives you her love to give to Klaus, and you do see Klaus. What form should the love take? Can you risk giving Klaus a tongue kiss? Which brings up another possibility. Maybe Klaus is gay. Klaus doesn't want Rebecca's love. Klaus wants Wilhelm's love. If Klaus tells you to give his love to Wilhelm, just tell him, "Bullshit, Klaus. You give your own love to Wilhelm. I'm going to find Rebecca." Now, sometimes people don't want you to give their love to someone else. They only want to give their regards. That's all they're sending that day. Regards. That's not as important as love, is it? No. By the way, do you always relay the type of affection the sender intends? I don't. Generally, I wait till the last minute and then decide what the other person deserves. For instance, Susan might say to me, "Give my love to Dave." Well, I might not feel Dave is deserving of Susan's love. Dave might be one of those people who piss me off. I'll probably just give him a few regards. Keep him in his place. I feel it's my decision. After all, I'm the one who's doing all the work. And if I really don't like the recipient, I might reduce the level of affection by an even greater degree. Susan might say, "Give all my love to Dave and tell him I can't wait to see him again so I can hold him in my arms, kiss his sweet soft lips, and make love to him all night." And I'll say, "Dave, Susan said hello." Screw Dave. That's what he gets for pissing me off. Then there are the recipients who try to anticipate what degree of affection they're going to receive. "Did Susan send her love?" "No, Dave, she only sent her regards." "That's funny. Usually she sends her love." "Well, not this time. In fact, she specifically told me, don't give Dave any of my love. It seems she's running short of love and has to be careful whom she gives it to. However, she did say she's overstocked with regards and wants you to have a whole bunch of them. So be satisfied, Dave. Take your regards and get the fuck out of my life." Well, he should damn well be satisfied with regards. It's a lot better than simply being sent someone's best. There are some people who just send you their best. "Give my best to Dave." "Your best what, Susan?" "If this is your best, perhaps you'd better keep it to yourself." And yet, receiving someone's best is better than simply being remembered to someone. That's the lowest of all. It's hardly even worth telling the poor person. "Remember me to Dave." "Okay. Dave, you remember Susan?" "Yes." "Well, she remembers you too." That's it. My job is done. I'm off now to find Tex so I can tell him Billy Bob said howdy. One final thing. There are times when someone wants you to convey more than simply love. They want you to give someone a big hug and kiss. Now they've got you trafficking in sex. "Give Joaquim a big hug and a kiss for me." Usually it's women. I find that women are a bit more expressive at times like these. And sometimes they're really explicit. "Bye-bye, Elena. Drive carefully. Give Flocko a nice blowjob for me. And don't forget to lick his asshole." "Okay, Belinda, but next time, let's get Klaus to take care of that." You know what bothers me? People who want to know the time. The ones who come up and say to me, "What time is it?" As if I personally were responsible for keeping track of such things. Sometimes they'll phrase it a little differently. They'll say, "Do you have the time?" And I say, "No, I don't believe I do. I certainly didn't have it this morning when I left the house. Could you possibly have left it somewhere?" "You know, now that you mention it, I believe the Navy has the time in Washington."